I expect that old hoodoo done so and so to me. Mm-hmm.
But so you would use that word.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, what do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular?
Hoodoo.
Hoodoo. Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married? You know, what would you call this child?
Well,
this doesn't necessarily mean, you know, a bad word about the child.
I just said that living in a adultery and ain't married.
But what would you call their child? Do you have a special word or phrase?
Well, I call it a little basset child.
Okay. Well, what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Graveyard.
Now, it's before that. It's before they go to the graveyard where they take a dead person.
Oh, the funeral home.
Okay. Well, now, what do you call the box or the case that the dead body is put into before it's buried?
I call it a casket.
Casket. Well, now, what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. Now, what do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river? You know, the water flows down, but it's not as wide and big as a river.
So it's flowing all the time?
Yeah.
Well, I could say that flowing well. It's
But now say it's like a river, only it's not so big. What would you call it?
Could call it a pond.
A pond.
That's right.
Okay. But now pond, do you think of a pond as round? Say, you know, you've got this water that's flowing from uphill, downhill. What would you call that? If you wouldn't call it
a river? Well, I could call it a flowing well.
Flowing well,
that's
okay.
Right.
Do you know why it's called a flowing well, where that word comes from? That's a very interesting phrase.
I don't know. It's called it. Flowing well, I think that's called you have to dig it deep enough, and it'll flow all the time.
But what if, say, you didn't make the flowing well, but it was already there on the land? What would you call it then?
Well, I would still call it
a flowing
well.
Okay. Well, what do you call? Now, first you have this big river, you know, that's flowing through our country. Then you got this smaller river that you call a flowing well.
That's right.
Well, what would you call some flowing water that's even smaller than a flowing well? You know, maybe just a little trickle down of water running through a town or something.
Well, you just said you could that be a stream of water.
A stream, okay.
That's right.
Right. Very good. Well, what do you call this flat, grassy country down around the seacoast? You know, it's flat land and has grass on it.
I just call it a flat country with grass on it. A flat bottom, that one, whichever you want to use.
Or flat bottom, right?
That's right.
Flat bottom. Okay. Well, what do you call a pair of straps that are worn over the shoulders to support your trousers?
Let me see.